SpaceX copies and concurs. We see splashdown and mains cut.
Dragon Endeavour has returned home.
This was the first splashdown in 45 years for NASA astronauts since the end of the Apollo program in 1975, and the first in the Gulf. Test pilots Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken spoke to the media in Houston on Sunday. First up, Hurley.
This has been quite an odyssey the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. 5 years since Bob and I started working on this program. And to be where we are now, the first crewed flight of Dragon is just unbelievable.
The astronauts spent 2 months aboard the International Space Station. Behnken says the U.S. space program has come full circle.
Took years to get here. We brought the capability back to America, and we came home safely to our families. As we go forward, whether it's in low Earth orbit to the moon or beyond, we need to figure out the best way to share what NASA knows with the contractor team and help them be as successful as possible.
Many in Pensacola who work on economic development for the city and region are looking at what doors may be open through SpaceX, including Scott Luth, president and CEO of Florida West, the region's economic development arm.
It's just a wonderful opportunity for Pensacola. You know, our long history in being involved in the space industry and space race back in the day, and then also just to be recognized and to be shortlisted, whether we were even eligible to be a splashdown site. It was just an exciting day for everybody in this area.
The Gulf was used for splashdown because of Tropical Storm Isa East in the Atlantic. Luth is hoping SpaceX, a private firm, may be open to using the Gulf more often.
We just want to continue to promote our community and our area. And as we understand the industry, you know, when you have your contingency plans, you know, we just always want to be in that mix for those contingencies to be able to support and accommodate future missions and opportunities and to be involved as a community.
Pensacola may already have a foot in the door. The ship on which the booster will land after delivering the spacecraft to orbit beginning next year is being refurbished at the Port of Pensacola and will return there for post-mission repairs.
We're very grateful and excited to have Blue Origin here and to have their vessel here, and so we want to continue to support their missions and operations here and continue to play a role there. But going from just the splashdown side is where we're really kind of focusing a lot of our efforts to make sure that companies like Blue Origin, Avalex, I mean, that's where we know we can be successful.
But a possible wrench in the works occurred Sunday when several private boats sailed within a 10 nautical mile limit around the spacecraft. The Coast Guard said a radio broadcast was issued 2 hours before SpaceX's return. Some of the mariners contend they didn't hear it. Luth considers that a lesson learned.
Obviously, people wanted to go out and see and be part of that process firsthand. Moving forward, from their perspective, I'm assuming that they'll make whatever adjustments that they need to do to maybe have a wider buffer, you know, around the splashdown site. I'm hopeful that our community's excitement over the process and wanting to be there would not be a hindrance to anything in the future.
The splashdown will be one of the areas to be studied after this final test flight of the Crew Dragon, according to NASA. The data regarding the ship, the Falcon 9 rocket, ground systems, and docking with ISS will also be scrutinized. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.